can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, we rock and roll on a Monday on the podcast. Al Dukes.
Good morning. Oh, hi, Jerry.
Hello, hello.
Today was the first day when I walked my dog at 3 o'clock in the morning that I put a winter hat on.
Yeah, I get it.
It was a little breezy, and yeah. I said, you know, I'm going to go winter hat. I'm not going to be uncomfortable just for the sake of it still being September.
That's okay. I mean, we still have the air conditioner on, although it doesn't run right now because at night, I mean, like when I woke up, not this morning, because I don't look this morning, yesterday morning, Sunday morning, we set the AC to 73. Nothing crazy. We're not doing, no. What are we, no, 72. I'm sorry. 72 for the AC. And when I woke up yesterday morning, it was 68 degrees in the house.
See that?
That's nice, crisp, and cool.
It's been kind of like moist. And I don't know if that's, I know it was raining. But even before it was raining, and I don't know if that was just because I'm near the ocean, but like everything is just like my bed, like I get in my bed and it feels moist. Like the sheets are like, they've got a wetness to them.
Like they're like a dampness from,
yeah,
like,
a dampness.
From humidity.
That's the word I'm looking for, dampness.
Yeah.
It's got a dampness to it. And it's just not comfortable. I'm like, what do I put the air on just to take the dampness out?
Have a dehumidifier in your room?
No.
That would help.
That would have helped.
Yeah, it takes the water out of the air.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, I got an air purifier in there. That can that fight the dehumidifier? Air purifier?
Well, a purifier should have not. Like, if you had a mister going and then a dehumidifier, that would be a little silly.
Like, if I had a humidifier and a dehumidifier,
that would be pretty stupid.
I actually think that there is a Stephen Wright joke about a humidifier fighting a dehumidifier in the same room.
Sounds hilarious.
I remember, quite a premise, Jerry.
I remember the one day you were playing that. I'm like, what is this?
Stephen Wright.
And I know it's an acquired taste. Some people love it. Others, like me, think it's stupid.
Yeah, but, and it was from a particular era.
Yes.
And I was much younger when I liked Stephen Wright.
I know. And he's still out there, I think.
He is still out there.
Yeah.
He was. I heard him on a podcast recently as a guest, and he was an interesting guest just because he was in comedy in at a particular time, and he had a very unique perspective on things. I was watching, I told you I was watching this Vince McMahon documentary.
Yeah.
I got all the way through it. It's long. It's probably 5 hours long.
Whoa. That's a lot even for you.
Yeah, it's 5 one-hour parts. So I would watch one of the, and I just can't help but think that there is something to be learned in there that can be applied to radio as a business. And I don't know what it is exactly.
I thought you were going to give us the lesson.
No, the lesson to me is just that he was faced multiple times with this idea of we got to
evolve.
Yeah. And he evolved. He took a lot of big swings.
Mm-hmm.
He missed on a lot of big swings.
Yeah.
And he also hit on a lot of big swings when his back was up against the wall. And as a business person and changing things, one thing, seems to be a despicable human being as far
yes.
as the way he treated women.
Right.
Sexual assault, like all this crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as running that business and what that business was, the guy did change with the times.
Did he? Now, you said he swung and missed a lot.
Yeah.
My question would be, financially, how was he backed? Because, like, I'll give you one from trying to change with the times. That was a major swing and a miss. And I think we were CBS Radio at the time, I think. And I think set them back pretty significantly. And that's when they took 101.1 off the air and made it Jack FM.
Yeah.
To try and change with the times. And it was in other markets, maybe it worked. Here in New York, it was a colossal failure that cost the company millions of dollars.
Yeah. So I was working in the corporate office.
Oh, were you?
And was amongst the group of corporate people that went down when the flip got switched and it went from CBS FM to Jack FM.
Okay.
And the main problem with that was is that radio was going from the diary format of ratings to the PPM meter, the wearable meter. And what they found was that in the PPM world, older people were willing to wear the PPM meters. And the reason why they were dumping CBS FM was that it was getting too old.
Interesting.
So the timing on that was terrible.
Yeah.
Because as the PPM meters began doing the ratings, all the oldie stations around the country suddenly went through the roof.
And that's the time we decided to get rid of the oldie stations.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a problem. But my point is, like, when you swing and miss, unless you've got incredibly deep pockets and backers and investors, you can only swing and miss like that once or twice.
Yeah.
You know, that can be financial ruins for companies.
Yes, it can be. And I think Vince McMahon in wrestling was there a number of times. I think they were on the brink of failure.
Yeah, I believe it. And there's always the thing, too, of, you know, when is steady and consistent good enough? When is it not good enough? So, for instance, I would say our radio station is relatively steady and consistent. We don't blow anybody out of the water ratings-wise, and I mean overall ratings. I don't mean just men, which we still do very well, obviously. In the morning, we're one, and that's great. But we don't blow anybody out of the water ratings-wise in totality. Well, what if a program director came in and said, we're going to change that, and completely changed how we do it? We're still the fan, but we're doing shows differently. And what if all of a sudden you lose your audience and steady and consistent goes from drastically underperforming? You've just killed the golden goose.
Correct.
So it's almost like risk reward too.
Yeah, no, it's very tough because I don't know if I brought that up to Spike when Spike first got here. Before Spike got here, I was talking about my 2-hour show ideas.
Yeah.
That the 4-hour shows are too long. I think 2-hour shows are and changing it up. And he's like, yeah, but imagine if you do that and it fails. Like, you're the guy who ruined WFAN.
See, and I think, yes, exactly. And I'm with you to a certain degree. I'm kind of in between. I think the 3-hour show is the perfect amount of time because 2 hours is quick. 4 hours is too long. And to me, 3 is the number that I think is the absolute perfect time. But I don't see them doing it anytime soon.
And if you do that, you really only need to add one show during the day.
Yeah.
During the day. Right?
Well, if you went 1 or 2, would it be?
No, because if right now we have Boomer and Geo, BT and Sal, Evan and TJ.
You're right. You have to add one.
We'd have to add one. We'd have to add a show from like 9 to noon.
Yeah.
Right? 9 to noon, noon to 3, 3 to, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
We'd have to do it that way.
There's a lot of things you could do. You could start Boomer and Geo at 7.
Yeah. I think it's also different when you're Vince McMahon and you're running one organization. Right? Where radio is multiple hundreds of stations with different formats.
Right.
Wrestling's one format. You decide we're going to go the superhero route.
Sure.
Or we're going to go the Attitude Era where it's crazy and sexual and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The steroid era, not the steroid era, the era for kids. Like, there were so many different
changes.
He had so many failures that I had forgotten about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then amazing back up against the wall decisions that he made that brought the company out of being extinct.
Right. Then think about what you're talking about. You want to talk about financial ruin.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about extinction of a business.
Yeah.
You know, being bankrupt and gone.
But I was like, after I was done watching, I was like, what is the lesson here for radio? What's the lesson? And I don't know that it necessarily fits. You know, sports radio, anything that's talking, I think, does very well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the challenge is music radio that you can get music elsewhere, right? So what is the challenge? What's the big swing that music stations can take?
I will continue. I mean, I feel like I say it, no one listens.
No, this is a good one.
I will continue to say you can't break away from the music or the jock. That's it. You can, doesn't mean you can't have commercials. You can. You got to find new creative ways to sneak them in. You can't, you know, like for me, I know when I listen, my wife listens to 102.7 a lot. I really don't. But that's, you know, I think, and that station's kind of geared towards her, I think. She loves it. She listens to 102.7. when I listen to music, when I get to a commercial break, I'm gone. If the jock is talking, I don't leave. And to me, the only way you can compete with the Spotify's and the Apple Musics of the world or the YouTube Musics, which really don't have commercials if you're paying for them, is to do that. And I've maybe someone around the country has done it. I think it's a brilliant format in terms of no taped commercials.
So you're saying instead of going to a commercial break, the DJ just reads live.
And make it fun.
Yeah.
Do a commercial, like the way we do Princeton Longevity Center, you know, like that's how I would do it. And, you know, this notion that, well, you know, you got to give him a break. Break, you're playing songs.
Right.
Like you have plenty of a break for music. I don't know why you would ever. And if the advertising agencies don't want to do it that way, then find other advertising.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest issue is that the advertising agencies have been doing it one way for all these years. And unless the entire industry decides that we're going to do this, they're not. If we went, 102.7's going to do that, then maybe the advertising agencies say, you know, we'll use the other radio stations then.
Well, I would like to see someone have the balls to say, we're doing it this way. Because right now, I could be wrong, but I get the sense that music formats and programming are headed downhill and have been on steady decline. You want to change it? Then go compete. And to me, it's the only way that you can compete, I think.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But we'll see. We need somebody needs to take a big swing, Jerry. Yeah. Big Vince McMahon swing.
And you know what's crazy about that, though, Al? I don't even think that's a big swing. I think it's logical. I think it has a better chance of succeeding than failing. Like a big swing would be, we're going to go commercial free and we're going to ask for subscriptions. That's a big, you know, like we're going to try and be, hey, you're paying $25 a month for Spotify. Come to 92.3 FM. I know it's wins now, but you get my point. And for $3 a month, we'll go commercial free. That's a big swing. Taking away taped commercials is a big swing at all. We're still got to get messages across. We still need to sell advertising. But let's just do it a different way.
You know, I think the problem is with that is that any big swing change, you're going to go through a period where your revenue is not there because it's changing over.
Sure.
And places either don't have the ability to do that or don't want to take that chance.
So that comes back to the deep pockets and who's backing you.
Yeah, it's a good question about what happened with Vince McMahon with that. I don't know.
You wonder how he was able to
do
it.
I know at one point they did go public.
Okay.
Right? They have a stock on the stock market. But I don't know where that fell. I can't remember where that fell along their creative process.
I would say to combat what you just said, if I was going to do that, today's September 30th, I would have to put a target date of, let's say, April 1st. This is when we're flipping flipping the way we do things. And I've got to let my sales team know, figure it out now. Starting April, we need however many minutes, 12 minutes an hour of commercials. This is how we're doing it. They're going to be live. Go earn your money. You've got 6 months to figure it out so that you don't, on April 1st, change slightly for the better for the audience, but to the detriment of the company financially. Like, you got to sell out. Like, let's go. You don't just say, hey, starting next week, this is how we're doing it. And then all of a sudden, you're left with 3 minutes an hour of commercial reads. Like, uh-oh.
Right.
That's what I would say.
Seems interesting, Jerry.
Who do I talk to about this?
Vince McMahon, I think, will be very happy to take your phone call from prison.
Prison, right.
There's another documentary out, which I haven't seen yet, but I did sign up for HBO Max just for this. It's called Chimp Crazy, and it's about these people who live with chimpanzees.
Wow. I'm going to watch a Met game today.
What time is that?
Both of them.
Oh.
1 o'clock.
Chimp Crazy. So I heard Joe Rogan talk about this. I saw a clip on YouTube of Howard Stern talking about this. And it's mainly women, older women, that don't have anybody in their life. They get a chimp and they treat the chimp
like
a person, like a kid, yeah. And in the overwhelming majority of cases, once chimps reach the age of 3, they get a little rambunctious and may rip your face off.
Yeah. Imagine going to sleep every night not knowing if you're going to wake up with a face.
Yeah. Because there's this chimp in your house. It looks very interesting. So I signed up for that. Yes, I haven't watched it yet. But I will watch that.
I'm sure you will.
But then I'll cancel. And that's the problem, right? For poor HBO Max, whatever the hell they call themselves.
Yeah, they've gotten a lot of money out of me. I have not canceled. And I have to. I'm an idiot with that stuff.
Did you see there was just a big merger today of...
DirecTV and... what was it called?
Sling.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. I thought it was DirecTV and...
Dish?
Dish Network.
Well, yeah, now I think they also are buying Sling.
Oh, yeah. See, now that would be interesting. I wonder if my DirecTV stream goes to Sling.
Yeah, or if Sling...
merges.
I think what I read very briefly was that Sling would merge into DirecTV.
So DirecTV acquired Sling then, maybe.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's good, I guess. I've been saying forever, I like DirecTV stream.
Yeah.
It's very much like cable. There's no boxes, significantly cheaper, and I've had no issues with it. Now, knock on wood, I'll go home and have an issue.
The Mechanic don't work.
I've had it for about over a year now, maybe a year and a half, and I've had no issues with it whatsoever. Now, I'm really the only one in the house that watches it now. I could cancel at any time because Matthew doesn't watch it. My other son only knows YouTube, and that's it. And my wife is really just Netflix now. So...
I do think it's interesting that they don't require us, like cable, it was, if you want this, you sign a contract.
Yeah.
Like there's no such thing there. So you could take DirecTV or anything for this month and cancel it.
Correct.
And then 2 months later, pick it back up.
Yep. Just reinstall the app.
Yeah. In one way, I'm surprised they haven't required a subscription to make people keep it longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know at this point, it's too late. Because then people wouldn't sign up at all.
Probably.
I think part of what people like about it is they can cancel as they want.
Yeah.
You know, as you watch something, you cancel it. But yeah, it's a weird, that's a weird business as well right now.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you said that. I never even thought to do that for like the month of July. We were in Virginia for 5 days. We were in for Florida for 6 days. And I'm the only one that watches the DirecTV stream. Like, why didn't I cancel it for that month and save $118?
Right.
I could have done without it for a few days.
But you spent the majority of your life, as I did, in the cable era. It's not even cross your mind.
No. But same with all the apps like Peacock and HBO Max. I sign up for things. I never cancel them. I haven't put on HBO Max since I watched I only got it for the Giant Hard Knocks thing over the summer when I was hosting shows. I'm like, I'll watch a couple episodes when I do these shows and I'll cancel. No. I'm still paying whatever the hell. I don't even know what it is. $20 a month? I don't even know. I'm not sure.
I think it's 16.
16?
With no commercials.
Okay. The only thing in my house that really seems like it is worth, and again, grand scheme of things, we spend $20 on a drink. Spending $16 for 30 days of programming seems not that big a deal.
Right.
But I don't watch it. The one, right now, I could not cancel YouTube Premium. Well, I could. My son would be fine, but I have to have YouTube in the house because it's all he watches. Netflix for my wife, for sure. And my son watches Paramount Plus a ton. Those three are probably the three I couldn't get rid of. I could get rid of Peacock. I could drop down to YouTube Premium, but I love it. I'm not going to do that.
I think I agree with you. Once you get YouTube Premium.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Not the YouTube TV, just YouTube Premium, no commercials.
Yep.
There is no going back.
I agree, but I guess what I'm saying is my son is the one that watches it mostly. He could deal with it if he had to.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing that. And the DirecTV stream, I'm on the fence. I mean, you know, it's because of the MSG, that MSG app deal, where I could still get, it's the thing with Yes, so I could get the Yankees, I could get the Devils, I could get the Rangers, I could get the Knicks. The only one for me that keeps me from canceling DirecTV stream is the Mets now.
Right. SNY.
I want the Met games. Now that I can get the other ones without having anything, I would do that. No problem.
There's always one holdout.
There is one holdout.
And that's the problem with all this stuff. Even that venue sports that they were trying to do, which was like ESPN, Fox, that was just going to be a sports thing. There was no CBS.
Mm.
Okay. So it's not until it's a one-stop shopping situation.
There's always an issue.
There's always an issue.
Yeah.
Jerry, quick birthday shout out to Emily.
Emily, happy birthday.
Long time podcast listener.
Yes.
She turned to 30 yesterday.
Good for her.
And we sent her a shirt.
We sent her a few things, actually.
A few items.
We did. We sent her a shot glass.
Oh, nice.
We sent her a, I think we sent her an Allen Jerry, a magnet for her car.
Mm-hmm.
An
Allen Jerry car magnet.
Yeah, that's right.
We have those?
Yes. If I didn't show you that, I should have. That's my fault. Yes, we can get those.
Interesting.
Because I hear we're as popular as WOW from back in the day, the Wows.
Wow, yeah.
Right?
Yep, the Wow stickers.
We're going to get those popping out. I want to see our magnets on all these cars now. You know, the warm-up show with Allen Jerry. Or it's post-game pod. I forget what the... But yeah, we have Allen Jerry car magnets now on my website.
No, instead of Wow stickers, we want you to show your butt cheeks. It's different. Is that, and difficult to do when driving. So it's really for your passengers.
Well, I don't know about that. Those were bumper stickers, though, right?
They were, yeah.
Yeah, so these are car magnets. I could make bumper stickers. I could do that.
Those stickers at one point were everywhere.
Everywhere. I still see them.
Yeah.
Which is on these older cars. It's crazy that you can still see one once in a while.
I see. There's a coffee shop called Rook Coffee.
Yeah.
They have a couple locations. Mm-hmm. They have somehow got people to put their stickers on cars.
Yeah. And I would never put a bumper sticker on
Me
a car
neither.
Anymore.
There are so many of them.
I know.
Then the Pliables also has a lot of people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, down by me.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but that Rook Coffee, man.
How about that?
I don't know how they get
They
people.
Give them away.
Yeah, but still to go, okay, I'm going to put this on my car.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's
and I would
genius.
I like the magnets.
Yeah, I like the magnets.
Magnets don't damage the paint or the car. So to me, those are perfect. The problem is they're expensive to just give them away.
Yeah,
you want to make bumper stickers that might cost you 10 cents a bumper sticker if you buy, let's say, 1,000 of them. Okay, fine. Those magnet things cost like real money.
Yeah, more expensive.
Very much so.
And then people could just take them off your car and steal it.
That's true, too. As long as you put them on another car, I'm good with that.
That's true.
That's like the Rutgers R is all over the place. Those are magnets.
I see those everywhere.
Yeah. So
my mom, for a while, we grew up in Colonia, New Jersey, which is like right in the middle of New Jersey there, Woodbridge area. But we grew up, my mom's a sports fan in the house. She likes the Mets and she likes the Dallas Cowboys. That's who we, so my mom had a Mets magnet and a Cowboy star magnet on her car. But they have since moved to a suburb of Philadelphia.
They're in South Jersey.
To which they were stolen.
Yep.
Probably removed and tossed.
I'm surprised they weren't burned on their front patio.
Yeah.
I mean, those Philly fans are crazy.
Oh, yeah. And she has a cowboy magnet and a Met magnet in Philly country.
Not the right place to be doing that. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
That is funny. But anyway, happy birthday to Emily. That's how this
started. Yes, happy birthday to Emily. Happy 30th birthday.
By the way, real quick, the calendars, they're for sale. Let's go.
Oh, Jerry calendars.
Yes. I got to get those sold so we can make a nice fat donation to Boomer's charity.
Oh, okay.
It's a Esiason Foundation.
And where does someone find these calendars?
So, recosportsshop.com.
I have my the current one, 2024, and tomorrow I have to flip it because tomorrow is October 1st.
I will tell you, this year is a lot more, the 2025 one, a lot more positive. Lots of positivity.
Oh, interesting.
It's if I had to put a theme to it, it would be get your ass in gear.
Motivational type of calendar.
Yeah, like, let's go. Your life's passing you by. Let's do some crap.
That is true. So our lives are passing us by.
Yeah, so I tried to make it a little bit more inspirational and a little more fun.
All right.
So that's what this year is. I got Boomer's one in there about the deodorant of winning for champions.
Oh, that's in 2025?
That is in 2025, yes.
2025, nice.
Yes, all new photos.
And where do we find that, you said? Where?
RecoSportsShop.com.
RecoSportsShop.com. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll see you tomorrow on a Tuesday. So.